educational of all people, to all people, regardless of their culture, their upbringing, their religion, their race, and that in that collective unconscious is a sense of right and wrong that has been given to us. It's like a unique endowment. We can also visit the power of our mind to create or to imagine that which does not exist now. That's another unique human endowment. Animals act on the basis of memory, not imagination. In that imagination lies our faith and hope for the future. Now notice, when you go into your secret life, you are self-aware, you look at your conscience, and perhaps can examine your life against your conscience. You also look at what's possible, what you can imagine, what you can envision, all while you're into your secret life. And you could do this in your public life or in your private life. We all have the power to do that. All right, now let's just say that I want to work on this personal mission statement. In fact, to make it simpler sometimes, in large organizations, I like to ask them, go into your secret life and ask this fundamental question. What would you like your tombstone to say? What would you like the last sentence that describes your life to say? What's the epitaph? I noticed that General Schwarzkopf was asked that question after the Gulf War by a television interviewer, and he paused for a second and said, "A good soldier who served his country and loved his family." Now, if you just think about those few words, they comprise many, many guiding principles, guiding criteria for his life. A good soldier.